Okay.
Are there any other pictures in there? This is a picture from Mexico?
Yeah, that's this is my sister's friend Carol. She took to Mexico that year, and that's I can't see. Oh, that's just my cousin Ernesto and his wife, and then Celia and their daughter, and that's my cousin's. My cousin Esther's youngest daughter, Stephanie.
Okay.
There's a bigger picture of that little, they're in Santa Fe in that picture where my dad was born.
This is a picture of,
the town square right there or whatever.
The little gazebo up there.
Yeah.
There's
my dad and my sister there.
When's the last time you went to Mexico?
It's been like 3 years. 3 years now.
How long did you stay last time you went?
I just stayed 2 weeks. See my mom's sister, Chelo. And my sister, Celia, and Esther. My cousin, Esther.
A lot of Esther's.
Yeah.
Lots of the same names.
That's just a picture of the Halloween party at the Mexican Colorway. This
is when your daughter was in it?
Yeah.
What kind of Halloween party do they have?
What?
What kind of Halloween party does the Mexican club have?
They have a dinner for the adults, and then just the costumes, and they judge the costumes and all that.
Pinatas.
Yeah. This is my niece Lisa, and her daughter Jennifer. Like I said, that was my father's first great grandchild.
Okay. When you were growing up, did your family ever take any vacations besides to Mexico?
No, that was about it. that was just about it.
Would you guys fly there or drive there?
That's another thing. We take train. We go on train. You know, Pullman train. You know.
Where would you get you guys to pick it up in?
St. Louis at Union Station.
How long?
It's like a 3-day trip.
Wow.
Last time I went was 67 on a train. I can still remember it because they had the beds and everything the way they'd fold the old bed the way they'd fold down, and then the toilet was right there, it was open, and I can remember I went with my mom and my sister, and then my brother Louie, he stayed behind. My brother Louis, he stayed behind with my dad. And I can remember, I'd always constantly look out the window. And then we were pulling into the station. I can remember seeing a bunch of poor people just out there on the side of the train station, you know. And I pulled up the shades while my mom was undressing.
How were the train rides, like?
They were super classy. I can only have memories of them being real classy. You know, the dining areas and all that.
Lots of fun?
Yeah, for me, because I run all over the place, you know. Do you remember the we were in San Antonio, Texas, or something like that, and on our way back. We were in San Antonio on our way back from Mexico, me and Louie. This time me and Louie and one of my cousins were on the train. We're all coming back at the same time. My dad's brothers, kids. And you wouldn't believe who we ran into. You remember My Three Sons TV show?
Yeah.
You remember Ernie and Chip?
Well,
on the show? They were on the train playing. They were, I forget their names. Yeah, but they were on. It was weird. I can remember that because I can remember seeing them. You know, it was pretty exciting.
So when did you guys stop taking the train?
Probably during the 70s when we started taking the Greyhound bus, which was still 3 days.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us flew until maybe the late 70s or early 80s. Yeah, and I flew in 1980 was the first time I flew.
That down to Mexico was the first time?
Huh?
Was it down to Mexico?
Yeah. And it seems so funny because we left here in the morning and had lunch over there. Or before it would be a big journey.
Who's this?
That's your mom.
She's sneezing.
Sneezing or something.
Coughing.
I'm picking her nose. One of the pictures of me and Stephanie. I don't recognize anybody here. He's wearing Aztec clothes.
Oh, is this in Mexico?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Oh, it must have been one of Louis' trips there.
It says it was in 85. On the back, I think.
Yeah, there's my cousin's daughters, Bianca and Selene.
Okay, do you have any other stories that you want to talk about?
Did I tell you about Jose Pichada? His name was Jose de la Luz Pichada. Okay. And supposedly, you know, him and my dad played music when they were younger. I had pictures of that. I don't know. But Pichada was a supposed real badass when he was younger. You know what they say that
he's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead. I don't know if he's got a family around here. I don't think he does. But supposedly, he slit somebody's throat. I don't know that story for sure, but they say he walked down the alley so nobody'd see him.
This was in Mexico?
No, this was here.
Oh. What kind of music did your dad play?
My dad played violin. My dad could play anything, really. He'd play guitar, a lot of wind instruments. He played just about everything.
Did you guys have I know you have a piano in this house. Did you have a piano when you were growing up?
Yeah. My sister was a really good piano player, too.
Would your dad play piano a lot?
Yeah. I can still hear his little songs that he played all the time. Still here.
Did you have you talked about watching My Three Sons. Did you have a TV when you were growing up all the time?
Yeah.
And then you would, for entertainment, you'd listen to your dad play the piano?
And watch TV, but you know, he'd be playing piano a lot. Tunes he played all the time.
Do you have any other memories of your dad?
My dad always liked to, when he retired in 68 or 69, but he bought the property next door to our house in 1607, and then it was a two-story house, and he wanted to tear off the top story, just make it a one story. So he'd keep me and my brother pretty busy on, you know, on weekends in the morning. Come on, let's go. Yeah, he'd start, you know, he'd keep us working.
Now, would you say your dad was one of the gangster card players?
No. I'd say, maybe I shouldn't say.
Well, if you don't want to.
Yeah, I wouldn't say. Okay. Not my father, anyway.
Are there any other stories that, or anything else that you want to talk about? Anything that happened in your life or any aspect that we didn't cover or that we didn't cover well enough? Any stories about that your father told you or that that you were part of that you didn't talk about? That's okay. All right, well, I appreciate this time very much. Thank you very much.